Hello,
Marilyn.
Yes, hello, Marin Morris. Or should I just say, hey, girl? Girl, out to the world tomorrow.
I know. It's like less than 24 hours. I'm freaking out.
What could you freak out about? It's all done. Now it's just the fun part, right?
I think it's just a freak out of anxiety and like excitement.
Well, I get the excitement. I mean, what has it been, almost 3 years since Hero?
Yeah, it's been a minute. So I'm excited to release some new music, and it's all out. So it's not just mine anymore.
Unleashing to the world. It's like, you know, your kids grow up and you have to let them go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like 14 of my children songs for this album.
Aw. Well, how is it different this time, Marin, with Girl?
You know, I'm not a new artist anymore, so I think that whole kind of debut sparkle is different, because now I have fans and I have a fan base, and I've had go number one on the radio, and a lot has happened in the last few years, so there are a lot more eyes and ears on this record release. So I think that's probably the biggest shift from the first album, but it's exciting.
And there's more expectations, too.
Right. It's like no one really knows you the first time around.
Right.
It's a little bit different this time, but it makes it even more exciting because there's just so much more noise.
And how cool is it to think that there's some teenage girl out there who's buying her very first album and it's yours?
I mean, yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I remember my first records that I would buy and were so influential on me.
What was it?
I remember buying Leanne Rimes' first album. And
wow.
I remember buying, like, Sheryl Crow's Tuesday Night Music Club. So all the, like, 90s influential women I was all about, and had huge impacts on me as an artist, even to this day.
And that could very well happen for someone tomorrow, getting your album. No pressure, though.
Yeah, hope they like it. Hope it influences only good things. And I'm proud of it.
So, Marin, tell us about some of the collaborations on the album Girl.
So there are two features on this record. One is my friend Brandi Carlile, who
awesome.
Had a massive night at the Grammy.
Oh, my gosh. She blew everyone away.
Yeah, super soulful, kind-hearted human being. And I'm so proud that she's a part of this record. And then the other feature is my friends, the Brothers Osborne. So they're my good friends since I moved to Nashville 6 years ago. And they've just blown up in the last few years alongside me. And it just felt like such a celebratory song to have them on.
And that's a song, All My Favorite People?
Yes.
Isn't that a co-write with your husband, Ryan Hurd?
Yeah, yeah. I wrote that with him. He actually wrote two other songs on this record with me.
And how is the married life, Marin?
It's good. We're about to come up on our 1 year.
Oh, happy anniversary.
So, made it a year.
Whew!
Yeah,
wipe the sweat off your brow. You did it.
Everyone like says the first year is the hardest, so I feel like we've gotten to avoid that.
Has anyone called you Mrs. Hurd yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
But I think the funniest thing is like when hotels or something, they call him Mr. Morris.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Does he like cringe?
Yeah. No, he thinks that's hysterical.
That is funny. Well, the world tour coming to the House of Blues with Ray Lynn, April 27th. We will see you there.
Yes, I can't wait.
Sold out, but there are resale tickets at this point.
Yeah, it's sold out pretty quick.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can get some of the resale tickets back to the fans.
Yeah.
But no, we're going to have a party in Boston, that's for sure.
I cannot wait. Now, before you go, you have one song to tell someone to listen to on this album, just one. Which one would you tell them to listen to?
I mean, other than Girl, I love the song The Bones, so I would direct them that way.
I love that song and all the images of a home. Thank you so much for your time, Marin. We'll see you next month, and all good things. Go, Girl!
Awesome. Thanks, Carolyn.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.